Austin Culture Club Podcast. Austin
Culture
Club
Podcast.
Today I'm here with Julian, super producer, and I'm Ruben. Joey's in Portland. We don't know what to say about him. We're just not going to, we're just going to be quiet about him. Mary is sick.
She's
so sick. She got the...
I thought her daughter?
I don't know. They're all sick. Everybody's sick. Yeah. Everyone I talk to is sick right now. It's like the whole town is like...
Well, it's like the weather's...
I was at the library earlier picking up my DVDs because that's my Blockbuster. Uh-huh. And I was talking to the librarians and they were all like... I was like, God damn, all y'all...
Masks?
Yeah, they're all fucked up.
Well, don't they always wear masks at the library?
But they were all sniffling out of those. I was like, good Lord, congestion in the fucking library system.
Know, right?
Yeah. So that was kind of like an interesting thing. Like how everybody's, I blame Europeans. They were all here for MotoGP. They brought European diseases like the old days and got all of us sick.
Like the MotoGP happened already?
That was last weekend.
Oh.
This week, whatever weekend this weekend
was.
Yeah,
the airport was really busy this past month.
The hand-built.
Oh, I saw that line. Yeah, that picture.
Well, what happened
line.
Was, is like everybody was leaving from the Eclipse, and then everybody was coming in for the MotoGP, so it was like a double whatever the fuck, you know?
But like Joey was leaving on like the next day, and he was like, oh, I'm leaving to the airport 2 hours before. He left at 4 from the studio. I was like, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, did you see those lines yesterday? He was like, it's gonna be fine today. I was like, don't count on it.
I don't know, but that's, there's like, I'm gonna try to say this without being rude. There's these people, and I've always hated them, like a Joey who just like shows up at the airport and like just walks through and there's nothing and he's bored and he somehow he's still got 20 minutes to bullshit.
Yeah,
he gets
and
to
like
fly,
nothing,
right?
Nothing's going on.
Well, that's probably why his mindset's like that, is because he's never disappointed.
Nobody's on his row. Yeah. He's by himself.
I
it's just
love that mentality.
His flight never gets canceled.
Yeah, exactly. He's just sitting there like, well, and if it does get canceled, they give him like 2 free flights and like
we'll
all these shit.
You first class.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay where I'm at.
He
likes coach.
Yeah, so he's just going to get all these free bees and he's just going to be like, it was all right. That was cool. I didn't care.
That's how he keeps himself humble. He's like, no, I don't need first class.
No, that's awesome, though. That's a good mind frame.
Drinking like 2 White Claws by himself in the airport.
Yeah, and then he goes to Portland
like a crazy
and like,
person.
Gets oysters shucked for him like on the on the coast.
Yeah, I'm just like.
He like lives fancy once he gets to where he's going.
Yeah.
It's like the worst case scenario.
He's a very humble traveler, though.
Yeah. Love it. But I mean, it's just people like that. I don't know. Like, this, like the luck always goes their way. You know, like me, I'm like struggling the whole damn trip, and like, they're just like, "Yeah, it was fun." Was like,
when was the last time you took a flight?
I flew to Memphis. I guess 2 years ago. Went to Gonerfest.
2 years ago was a bit ago.
It was a bit ago. I mean, it's been a tough time, brother.
Flights have been different.
I've been meaning to do something, but I just don't know where to go. Whatever, it's a whole other story. All right, anyway. So we have a guest today, Joe Ramirez, a.k.a. Blazer Tag King, a.k.a. president of Blazer Tag Productions, a.k.a. the owner of Blazer Tag.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Here in South Austin, Ben White, old Ben White before the remodel. I'll play it around. I'm not sure who that old. That's
crazy.
We used
to be Southwood
Theater. R.I.P. Vulcan.
Yeah. Yeah. The old movie theater,
this did used to be a movie theater.
So
forgot
Cross
about
Street
that.
Used to be a shortstop, and behind used to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh
what?
My God,
man, that's how
good old
that's
days.
How old I am.
I don't even, I was like, I didn't even know about a Dunkin' Donuts down here.
Yeah,
no, I was like,
but now it's like fancy. You got the end of an ear, and you got the radio, and you got the. They took down that Long John Silver's though, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a Dutch Bros.
Oh, really?
Heard the whole
ooh, that's fancy.
Yeah,
Dutch Bros is fancy. Next to that Dan's? Next to that Dan's?
Yeah.
Talking about, that was
there's
my Long John Silver's.
Bar. There's already radio.
Yeah, radio's right there.
I mean, Dutch Bros, though, they
Bear
take
Cruz,
over,
the
dude.
King of all top.
Dutch Bros is like the new Starbucks.
It is. It's more hip, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's like European. People are like, it's you're actually European.
Like, that's some dude your order like at the car.
It's kind of like equivalent to like the older people who use Facebook and then the youngers use Insta and then a really younger use TikTok. So
yeah.
So I think Dutch Bros is kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't use TikTok.
Dutch Bros uses TikTok.
Yeah.
Dutch Bros. But I don't even know, man. Austin forever changing as we know. I got a few topics. We're going to bring them up.
Topics.
Tesla laid off 10% of its workforce.
Yeah, I heard
it's like 70,000 jobs.
Yeah, no, I know. At that specific Austin plant?
Supposedly, their workforce here in Austin is 780 something, and they laid off 10%. Those dudes went to work, and their cars didn't work at the gate or whatever the fuck.
Wild.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, they literally drove to work.
Yeah.
Then didn't know nothing.
Why didn't they just send them an email?
That's what I'm saying. Like, checking their security status got canceled. Yeah. And then, like, they're
they
just
didn't
like
have the Neuralink notification in their head.
I was going to say, like,
they wake up.
Their Tesla cars didn't start or something.
Yeah.
Like, a little mini Cybertruck pulls up.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got this Tesla, dude.
Like, I can't even, I mean, that's a lot of people, though.
It is. And what I don't like about it is when they initially established here, they, you know, worked out an agreement, you know, getting a tax break and all that, right?
Yeah, because they got millions, like, taken care of, and they can poison the water out there and all that shit. And it's like, all they got to do is
provide jobs, right? Make the economy boost. And then, boom, it's like,
they had a bad quarter, and they're going to fire 10% of their staff. It's like insane to me.
And, you know,
some people aren't even, like, from Austin. Like, they moved here to work at Tesla. Changed they got laid life, off, you know?
I think a big problem is, too, is, like, they keep promising more cars. And then they're like, well, firing your staff doesn't equal more cars. They're like, this is going to be the biggest production year for Tesla because now the Cybertruck is out.
Well, the Cybertruck.
Like, okay, well, who gives a fuck?
Because they were supposed to do, like, a cheaper Tesla, like a little $25,000. Like a little Honda Tesla, you know? Yeah. But now they're not even going to release it, I think.
I think it's going to be pushed back. But I mean, the Cybertruck took precedent because people were like, I feel like it was because people were calling it bullshit on it. And they were like, it's taking too long.
Look, I enjoy.
Like, everything's taking too long, but I'll fucking show
I enjoy
you.
The Moon Patrol video game aesthetic of the Cybertruck.
What?
It's not a truck, though. It's like an old
Moon Patrol,
the old video game. It's like a little thing with big tires.
Oh.
Like in outer space and stuff on the moon.
You were
on the
like
moon.
A kid show, Dog Patrol spinoff.
No, it's not
Paw Patrol spinoff. Yeah.
You know,
what are you talking about?
I'm not going to go on another Paw Patrol rant today. I'm just going to let it lie.
But I mean,
you ever watch Paw Patrol? You ever watch
somebody? Yeah, I got kids. So. Okay, yeah.
Somebody mentioned Fire Staff raises.
What?
Profits?
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Obviously, by getting rid of your cost, you don't pay anybody, you're gonna fucking.
So I own BlazeTech, right?
Yeah.
Before I lay off any staff, which, you know, hopefully we don't ever get to that point,
But if it happens,
It could happen, right? Just like everything was shut down for COVID, whatever. So,
for sure.
You know,
shut the whole world down.
Yeah. And so, as an owner, a leader, I would find other ways to cut costs, you know, i.e., you know, fancy lunches or whatever that I'm pretty sure Tesla employees do.
Yeah,
unnecessary trips.
Yeah.
Everything is a write-off, whatever.
The building itself.
Take a pay cut, whatever. And keep your people employed because I feel like people are going to respect you more and work harder for you because they know that you're setting an example.
Exactly. And you stand by, like, the staff.
Yeah. I mean, even if you do have to do the layoff, at least be like, hey, look, this is happening. I'm sorry. Here's a severance. Also, whenever we get bounced back, you're the first ones brought back in, et cetera. We're given the option to come back in. This is something to that effect. Not just like, oh, you got locked out the building, fool. Like, it's embarrassing. You know, you go to work and it's just crazy.
And I feel like they have plenty of money to make things
work. Oh, yeah. A friend of mine was telling me Elon Musk had like this, rented out this whole ranch for the eclipse out there in Fredericksburg, a big old party, and you know what I'm talking about?
Dan O'Mite says that truck looks like it's from the movie Omega Force.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, there you go. It really
does. I'm talking about the space ethic of it, not the truck ethic is what I'm...
I know, he wants it to look like a Mars rover.
Yeah,
we're going to drive this on Mars.
And it's bulletproof and shatterproof. It's crazy.
Soon it's going to be like pressure, like you can change the air pressure and fly into space.
All right, my next topic is a little bit frivolous, but it was also one of the most bothering things to me about Austin. They're opening up a super pickleball indoor court in North Austin, the Austin Pickle Ranch, to go with the fancy St. Maynard. There's a little fancy pickleball bar court area. And then on the roof over there on West 6th Street, on the top of a roof, they just made that a big-ass pickleball fucking world.
That's
also
crazy.
So the pickleball gang is winning, we're losing.
But man. Wait, so this is like a private pickleball recreational club?
Yes, they all are. They're all like, this one's called Pickleball Ranch.
There's one on the east side by the east side. Yeah. And that's like an that was like a court.
No, that's like Austin. A public one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the city of Austin
so
built like a small court.
These are
yeah.
for the people that like they use these public courts and they're like, that's not enough. You don't get enough pickleball. Like they have to get like a club, then they're like, we're gonna build this multi-million.
Yeah, basically you can have a bar, you know, you can have a mariachi.
Why
band,
are you it's supposed to be athletic. Why are you getting hammered?
Yeah, true that. But you know what?
That's the culture of Austin. We get drunk while we do all the stuff that we do while we're doing Austin.
You get drunk while you play, like, the game where you throw the sack into the hole.
Cornhole.
That's a drinking game.
I know you're not talking bad about cornhole here.
No, I'm not. That's like a drinking game.
That's
like
a skill.
Pickleball is like, that's like tennis. You're trying to play, like,
that's
weak tennis, and you're like, let's all right,
pickleball is not
up.
A skill. I'm saying cornhole is a skill. To knock someone else's bag out the way, get your bag, it's like my favorite thing in the world.
I feel like a couple tennis players would say it's a skill.
Well, yeah, because they play tennis, which is actually a really skill. But I'm just saying that there's just a lot of pickleball, and now there's private pickleball, and I don't have much else to say about that.
Oh, do you think McConaughey plays private pickleball? You think he's invested in that?
There might be a pickleball court in his on his property out there in the lakes.
I feel like all the really rich Austin people used to love racquetball, and now it's all pickleball.
I love racquetball.
I mean, racquetball is cool, but like.
But I get you. Right now, it's definitely pickleball for sure.
Just play tennis.
Because it's hard. Pickleball's easy.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of wimps, dude. Like they're not good at a sport,
go, ah.
So they make another sports that's
like
easier.
I watch that pro wiffle ball league sometimes on the TikTok, and those dudes fucking play hard. All right,
they fucking
chuck next topic.
At each other.
Everybody's competitive at anything.
The state of Texas is decided that they're going to add air conditioning to 5 facilities this year because none of the state prisons have, you know, air conditioning, and people are dying the last couple years because the summers have been so unbearable. So 5 facilities are going to get air conditioning this year. Supposedly they're going to work on more, but it's a slow process because they don't have money and blah, blah, blah. And they rather see people die.
Why don't they just give them fans?
These are big ass fans.
Only fans.
Yeah, yeah. They get them a subscription.
They need the one, they need the real good fans with like the. The misters, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
the little patio ones.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be nice to have in prison.
Oh, no.
Well, they're not going to hook them up with those. But
so, you know.
But, like, how many prisons are there?
Shit ton.
But, like,
truthfully, there's 1 million people in prison in the state of Texas alone.
So there's, like, probably, like, at least
if
100.
If I believe, like, if all the prisons in America, Texas, like, makes up, like, 30% or some fucking wild-ass number.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of prisons in Texas, and all the ones that aren't privately owned don't have air conditioning. They're all the state ones.
Well, here's a new idea. What if we just make a couple mega prisons? So we're going to put 5 AC prisons. We'll, like, take all of the ones regionally, like, take 5 regions of Texas. Each section gets, like, a mega prison.
Whoa, this isn't fucking Escape from New York here, brother. You ain't going to make a mega prison out of a fucking...
I thought you were going to go Hunger Games with this. Like, this district goes against this district.
I was thinking more
El Paso versus Waco for prison town.
I was thinking more Judge Dredd-esque, but, like, no, like, yeah, mega prison cities, and then those cities have AC, though, and then, like, they're just really big prisons.
Oh, no. Metropolis.
That way we don't have so many.
Really big air-conditioned prisons, yeah. Okay, my next topic. This week during Zilker, somebody let a couple wild emos out.
Oh, yeah.
Emus.
Emus. Yeah. Oh, they say emos. I was like,
no, my bad. I'm so used to the kids.
That's normal.
Yeah. That's how Zilker rolls, slacklining and all that. Yeah, I guess two big birds were out there just, like, loose as hell. And somebody they had to call animal control to come. And
two people didn't want their emus.
Yes, basically. And they released them in Zilker.
Why would they not want them? That's crazy.
I know, those are crazy. I don't really know all the details. They haven't figured out who the owner is yet. Well, I guess they took them to the zoo. They captured them, took them to the zoo. Everyone's
the thing about emus, just like ostriches, they're expensive birds, and they're also expensive to feed. So they probably were just done with these fucking birds.
Also, they haul ass though, so they weren't easy to catch.
They also like are kind of aggressive. They will like intimidate you. So like,
yeah.
I can imagine these like some criminal thug guys like trying to handle these emus. They're trying to like, they're like, we have to wait until Saturday.
We haven't got the emu money. We got to do something with them.
The emus are like poking them in the head and then like shitting on them. And they're like, I fucking had it, dude. Just throw them out of the truck.
They're calling Liberty Mutual. Come get your emus, you fucker.
The eclipse turns on. I feel like somebody said that it happened during the eclipse because they were
It was around the eclipse. I'm not sure if it's the same day or not, but
I think it was because they were like running around. They were like freaking out. So like, I was like, what if they freaked out in the car?
Well, they were probably freaking out because everything went dark. Yeah. And then they were like.
And then they escaped. Oh, and they're like, fucking let them escape, dude. It's not worth it.
Once they're loose, you're not catching the emu.
You're
going to need a team. A taser. You're going to need a whole squad.
I'm glad that they were loose together, you know. It seemed like they were like brothers.
Yeah,
they're a team. They fucked everybody up, and then they got loose. Yeah.
Whoever knew, I think it was the Chronicle. They put out an Instagram post, and it had a bunch of pictures of like what they were doing, what they could have done, what their day could have been like. And it's like them kayaking. And then like at Zilker Park enjoying the
pool burger or some shit.
And I was like, why didn't they add the last photo of them actually like being arrested?
I know, right? Being hauled off the back of the car.
That would have been a funnier picture.
You know, Austin Zoo's a little janky too, so they're probably sitting there going,
Well, it was
shit,
like,
man. We get these emus, we gotta get ready. We gotta squad up right now.
It was like animal control that brought them to the zoo. So it's like, they definitely roughed them up a bit.
Squad up here.
We get why those emus were loose.
Those are not cool. They were not cool. So that was an interesting story of the day.
That is interesting, yeah.
And I guess leaving them in Zilker's safe because they could run around without getting hit by a car. So I don't know. Maybe. I can't really. Nobody knows the truth yet.
One of the more exotic animals I've heard that has been like loose around town is we have like peacocks and like a couple other like weird birds.
They got those over by Austin Books, you know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
You know where Austin Books is on 45th? They have those like little green parakeets.
Like
somebody released them a long time ago. They've been there for like in North Austin for like supposedly like 20 or 30 years they've been up there just like
they've been breeding.
You go to Manto Rancho, there's a cell phone tower and that's one of like the main nests right there.
Oh,
you
really?
See a bunch of like green blue birds right there.
So like a bunch of like whatever those South American songbirds they're here in they're all over Austin because somebody released them 100 years ago or so.
I don't know, dude.
Now we got emus fucking up.
Just released the wild emus.
Emus on the loose.
The best, I thought.
That'd be crazy, dude. Just imagine like you're walking through the trail like
right,
like a big ass emu.
All of a sudden, it's like,
bush.
Oh man, you're running away from this giant bird.
No, I was like reading a story, and like one of the eyewitnesses was like, I was there, and I guess obviously stoned at Zilker, and it's like, and this walked up to me, and like I didn't know what to do. I was frozen in fear. I was like, I don't blame you, really. I'd be like, if that fucking 6 foot bird walked up to me,
you just don't expect a massive dinosaur bird to be like walking around the middle of town like that.
It could put you in a headlock. You're just over, fool.
You're like, did I just go to the zoo or something? Like, what happened?
Hey, we gotta move this slack
line. Is the circus in town?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't know, man. That's like one of the best stories in a while.
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
The emus lived.
I know.
I was afraid of some wild ass cop going over there. Fucking, we got these fools.
For real, right? Yeah. Just like
20 shots dead.
No.
Only one of the emus survived.
No. Yeah. We winged one of them.
The other one's crying.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
That news footage would be terrible, dude.
Oh my god, that's the worst fucking case scenario. All
right, next topic.
All right, my last topic is the. It was kind of like a couple topics on the one. Vision Zero. Vision Zero is this new plan here in Austin to stop, I guess, everyone's driving like a maniac downtown. There's a million pounds of construction, whatever. And I guess they're all taking left turns and like hitting people crossing the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not paying attention. So now they're setting up ways to make the left turns slower and more, whatever, safer so people don't get hit.
Yeah.
We've had already 24 vehicular homicides so far this year. Dang. Which actually...
It's the fourth month, so like, what is that?
People, I mean, you know, this town, people always driven like maniacs. Six but now it's like, there's too many of us driving like maniacs. Yeah.
That
is like one or
that
two
means
assholes.
There's more than one a week.
Yeah. So people are being hit by, I mean, people are dying. Yeah. And I mean, a couple of these have been the classic, like, trying to cross 35 over there by Runberg, which I've always remembered. That's like
there's those homeless Frogger. People.
They that's like trying. A that's like yeah, a whole
yeah,
other
playing Frogger with those.
I never understood why they
that's insane, man. Yeah,
they've been doing that for years. I don't understand it. It happens all the time. It's the saddest story.
Or by Anderson, I've seen like homeless people on the U-turns, like trying to wheel Walmart carts.
Yeah,
out away from the Walmart, which I get, but like, there's a sidewalk. I don't know.
I don't know either, man. That's a whole other crazy. You know that. That's a different subject.
Yeah, I just try to avoid
foul mouth teacher says
man.
There's
oh yeah,
all the way
I'm
up in Round
I don't
Rock.
But there's times when you're down there and I get it. Like everyone's just like
yeah.
Yeah.
And I usually just try to Uber.
And there's a ton of pedestrians because a lot of people do live down there now. Like not like the old days. There's a whole bunch of apartment complexes downtown, so it's
yeah. Well, if you've seen they just dropped a trailer for the Republic Center outside of Republic Square for that tower. They're starting to lease, I think, residential and office space there.
Oh.
That looks like a pretty nice tower, but it's, like, totally unnecessary. They just built three towers around it that all the companies just...
They're still building more towers.
That's
so
like
is the residential on top or the bottom?
I think it's I think it might be in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's, like, the office space is also up at the top because there's, like, every level has some kind of deck that you can like go and view the outside, and the top has like all these weird layers of decks instead of like actual offices. But it's like in the middle residence.
Oh my
in
god!
The middle. I mean, it's not even like the tallest building over there. I used to work at the Proper Hotel, which is right by it, and that's like half residential too.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just like, I mean, I guess a lot of people actually live there, but I'm like. It's all
crazy.
The other buildings around it, they're all office buildings, and they're all empty.
That's like crazy, man.
I remember when I worked at the Proper, there was all the Google people were like protesting the like work environment. And I was like, they're like, I shouldn't have to send an email to come into work. I'm like, what the fuck? Or something like some weird like bullshit. Like I don't want to work, but like y'all are oppressing me, and I'm like, Just quit.
Yeah, this is one of the weirdest things about Austin. Like, they're trying to, like, force, like, this whole concept of, like, walking everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not safe to walk because everyone drives like a maniac that's on the road. And second of all, it's 110 degrees, like, 9 months of the year. So, like, if you are walking, like, six blocks, you'll catch on fire. It's just like.
Oh yeah, right. SPF 1000.
Oh, that's why you scooter.
That's so much safer. Yeah. It's like.
Man.
No, you can get your own scooter. It's called an Inagi, and you rent it per month.
How many scooter accidents have you been in?
I've had a few.
Oh, no.
He was working downtown, so he was scooter king for a second there.
But did you die?
I did almost.
Oh, no.
I, like, flipped over. And then
yo, he's like, it says what I'm talking about. Like, it's not
like
easy.
I get hit by cars.
So
I mean, sometimes I'd be a little reckless.
So
you're
telling me Joey's not the only one with the luck here, right?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm pretty lucky.
I'm just saying, like, if you're downtown, I get it. You do the scooter, you're walking, but it's, like, it's not safe.
Yeah.
None of it's not safe. And it's, like, because people are still driving like a maniac. And I don't know.
Yeah, I just try to avoid downtown at all costs. If I do have to go down there, I always give myself at least an hour.
Yeah.
Before I need to, like, do what I need to do. So
I'm always trying to, like, figure out a way to get around the edges. I'm waiting.
Let's say, forget parking downtown, too.
They need to bring back the Dillo.
Yeah.
They do.
The Dillo was just, like, a downtown.
Yeah.
But back then, the downtown wasn't shit, so it was, like, boring.
Yeah.
But now downtown's busting, so they might as well bring it back.
Well, the Austin Metro system has, like, a pickup system, rideshare, that you can use. Where they have, like, not big buses, but small little buses that come pick you up.
They got that in Mueller, too.
Yeah, in certain neighborhoods, but they just don't have it downtown. I don't know why they
Yeah,
they
maybe
do.
It's
they
just like a...
I rode it during Halloween. Me and Little Roo were just like, take us to the candy.
It's pretty. It's honestly not a. It's not bad. It's like $1 per ride. So it's like, even and anywhere in the area. So if you're like trying to get a lift, it's like at least
I think
$5.
If you have kids, it's free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or something stupid like that. Because yeah, I think we got a ride for free because we had met some lady. She's like, we're going to go to the other side of Mueller and get candy there. And I was like, we were waiting for the ride. And we jumped in with them, and it was free. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? But I was like, I was a little confusing. But then, because I never understood it all. I don't know.
The drivers are really cool, too.
All right. So let's get down to the interview now.
Yeah, sir.
And as you can see, we love Austin. We're a part of Austin. We also hate Austin because we're a part of Austin. It's like it's the duality of Austin. You're always going to love it and hate it, you know? It's forever changing, and it's forever people. I get it. People want to live here, but then people also don't want to live here because now it's expensive.
Yeah.
Because we were here in the glory years where you can get like you could rent like a house for $1,000.
Yeah.
Like a house, like a three-bedroom house for like it'd be like $10.50 for the whole place, y'all.
Yeah, my like, first apartment was like $500.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And now it's like, now it's like the world has changed. Yeah. The world hates us.
Yeah, it's like double or triple.
So I guess my first question to you is, when did you take over ownership of Blazer Tag?
So I took over last August, which ironically, I was celebrating my 22nd year of being employed here.
Yes.
Okay. And so I started when I was 16, so I worked my way up and had a unique opportunity and, you know, went in with my partners, which shout out to my partners. You know, they helped me get into this role, and they're letting me do what I want to do with this place. And so I've been at it since.
Well, last I mean, the reality is, you know, Blazer Tag inside and out.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, there's nobody who knows more about Blazer Tag.
I was running it better than the original owner, so that's what the issue was.
Yeah.
And I wanted to grow this place more than what it is now. And if he stunted my growth, then imagine the people who are working for me.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of leader that wants a lot for their team.
Yeah,
I don't want it all, right? And so if I can't grow more, then they can't. And then guess what? They're going to be leaving, right?
Yeah.
So I got to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, and especially with the environment, like, you know, I'm sure, you know, working here since you were 16, like, you know, it's been fun environment to work in. It's definitely unique. So
changing
like
always, too. Yeah. This neighborhood's been changing forever, too.
And, like, you know, I'm sure, like, being the owner now and, like, kind of, you know, being a worker, like, kind of just growing up.
Yeah.
So then, like, kind of, I'm sure the vibe changed a bit. And, like, you know, like, what you will, like, kind of envision in terms of, like, what the place could be has changed, too. So, like, you know, that's definitely, it's, like, a bit of the growth.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I do got some big plans going forward. You know,
I knew something was different because like y'all had the bands, like the not just bands but DJs like during South by during like spring break whatever. Y'all had like live music here or like and there was like parties here.
Yeah,
and it's been a long time since there been parties here. Like I said, I remember like the old parties here that happened like in 2002, I guess
way
or whatever.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And but that was even a whole other thing back then, you know, because like I don't think y'all had a liquor or alcohol license.
Yeah.
So it was just more of a bootleg kind of come as you are thing.
We had like a BYOB option way back in the day, but now that we serve, we, you know, we kind of.
Yeah. So I think that's great, though, because I feel like, I mean, that's the one thing about Austin that I do love is the fact that we're, you know, we got music venues, but we got shows everywhere, you know, gas stations, bridges, tunnels. Yeah. Blazer Tag,
And is this still the biggest, like, Blazer Tag arena in the state? Or
Texas,
in the Okay, definitely.
10,000 square feet. I mean, there may be something out there that might be bigger, but I have yet to see it. So
for sure.
And so right now, that's one of our marketing approaches is we're the biggest Blazer Tag arena in Texas.
That was always my favorite thing since I was a kid coming here. It's like, dude, it's the biggest Blazer Tag place to go to in Texas.
And it's even better now that you're older now. So.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of big now. It's I'm going to talk about that a lot.
Yeah, you might have trouble going up some of those ramps.
I feel like I was a little more slender, man. Oh, it was a little easier for me than the last one. I'm going to talk about it here.
It's all right. Just get the kids to do all the work for you.
Yeah, right.
Sons of bitches.
Has the map changed at all? Since
over the years, we added some ramps, some bridges, some lights, even like some DMX lighting that interacts with the actual gameplay. Mm. So like if the red team's in the lead, the whole arena lights up red. Green team, it lights up green. Blue team's in the lead. Blue lights up whole blue. And
a little bit more interactive.
Yeah. And then, you know, we have our fog machine back there, mirrors. it's a whole lot more added to it because we feel like with our regulars that do come here, you know.
They want a little more.
Yeah, they want something different.
Well, yeah.
they can tell when we added something or took something away. And that's what we want to do is we want to keep our regulars, you know.
Keep them guessing at least. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I understand that for sure. Especially, I mean, let me try to place this in a sense. In today's modern Austin, there's a shit ton of things going on, it always seems. So you got to keep up with the Joneses in some senses, you know.
Yeah.
Because like a long time ago, like places like this wouldn't serve alcohol.
No, you
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But now every, I'm not trying to be rude, but every as a parent, everywhere you go with your kid nowadays, there's a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just the reality of modern Austin. Like if you're at Phil's Ice House, you're at a trampoline park, you're at every brewery is built for kids in this town. Yeah. It's like they have like complete playscapes out there. Like and meanwhile, well, and
I was gonna say even like event centers and like other gaming places, like I feel like have had more of like Blazer Tag, even like you know some kind of a Blazer Tag arena in their space. So like you know, there's definitely like I guess like competition in that.
Yeah. Like and what I've learned as far as like the trend and what the demand is that everybody's going to go based off of the demand of everybody in the family. So you got a brother and sister, mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, brother can go play laser tag. Sister can go play arcades, right? Yeah. She don't like
and dad can drink a beer and watch the TV.
Yeah, and then there's wine for mom.
Yeah.
Right? So we want to be that one-stop shop, right?
I get
for
that.
Sure.
And 3-4 years ago, actually, we didn't serve any alcohol at all. So I was on the owner. You know, religiously, I'm like, man, we need to keep up with the times.
For sure.
You need to apply for this. You need to apply for this.
Like, I mean, there was a time when, you're right, then nobody wanted to drink at this kind of, but now, like I said, everywhere you go, it's just part of the new Austin. Like, as a parent, everywhere I go, I'm always like.
It's a standard amenity now.
Yeah,
right?
It's like the reality of this town, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And so that's how we wanted to stay relevant with our competitors. And he, you know, after a lot of pushing, he finally did it. And I'm like, yes, so.
Some of the old bowling alleys are dying out. Like Dart Bowl's gone,
sad.
And Highland is going to shut down soon. And
well, and I feel like it's.
I feel like you guys are kind of like part of that. Not like a bowling alley, but like the old Austin entertainment center.
It's
yeah,
family entertainment is what we're. What we call it.
Yeah,
but
that's what they were part of it too. Yeah. And like now they're kind of disappearing, and it's like what.
No, most definitely. I think the strongest thing y'all have, especially like with what I said before about other like you know Austin's Park and Pizza, like they have Blazer Tag. Every single time I've gone to Austin's Park and Pizza and done their Blazer Tag, though, I've been like, that just is not worth it. Because, you put on the thing, you go in the place, and it's, like, really honestly kind of shitty.
Yeah. So like and there's a reason why they do, like, 5 to 7 minute games with, like, 10 people is because you're truly just in the room, right?
Yeah.
And after, like, 5 or 7 minutes, your attention span goes away, and it's like, okay, well, I'm not interested in this game anymore.
Yeah,
like
why am I standing here?
And then kids started, like, beating their packs and all that, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why they have short games, because they don't want to, like, make you bored at the end of it all, and then be like, oh, I don't want to play that again. So
yeah, and y'all are so much more interactive, especially like with, like, the hidden parts inside the map
20-minute rounds each.
Yeah.
57 players per game. Like,
see, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get that many people in the room, you're like, and then there's
that's
a couple
insane.
Teams. It's not just two teams.
Everyone's
we have
going
different
at
games.
It. Yeah.
We have Capture the Flag, Zombie, you know, we have
they forgot
multiple
you guys
games. We even have games
stuff.
That
I
have, like,
apocalypse.
Assigned roles and all that.
Yeah.
So those
okay.
are fun. Yeah.
I was watching an interview on YouTube that you did, and you were talking about maybe, like, go-karts also.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that I hopefully we could add here is, you know, take over that space next door.
Yes.
And do, like, some sort of go-karts right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that in the interview.
Yeah, we don't have any go-karts South Austin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Think
no.
about it.
Yeah.
Everything's up north.
For sure.
I mean,
K1 is up. K1's up
and
north.
And then they have
Austin Pinballs.
Pizza.
Yeah, Austin Park
Pinballs
Pizza.
Pinballs has, like, a small little go-kart
track. And so I feel like there's a demand that's not being met here.
Yeah, in South Austin, for sure.
Yeah, and so, you know, I want to put that out there. So I'm actually in the process of planning it.
Okay.
And right now we just want to get our cash flow really good.
Well, I understand because this one, I mean, as much as I love Austin, I hate it because, like, you just can't build something like that.
Yeah.
You got to get out permits, and then you got to go through
you
this.
Get a permit for the permit. And
and someone's going to come out and look at it and go, no. And then you got to get him to go say, I don't know.
You
want to
make sure there's a bit of consistency that there's going to be behind it, like, once you open it, too.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, I'm sure, like, y'all probably, like, have – or y'all have probably expanded your hours and stuff here, like, within the last year or so. So, like, y'all are probably looking to see if, like, the consistency and, like, people or how much more business y'all can get as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
And, like, that'll fund a project like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, aside from that, I'm going to put, like, a stage out there, right?
Yeah.
We have live music every Friday and Saturday. You know, we're the live capital music of the world, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. It'd be great.
Capitalize it. And we actually have a live show this Saturday, April 20th, 420. So
nice. Hell yeah.
You got this
Austin holiday. Yeah.
So there's this band. They're called Zenix, and it's like a School of Rock type of band. It's like teenager girls, dude. They're like rocking out and all that. So we got them opening up as well as two other acts. And so we're gonna have them upstairs.
Nice.
And they're gonna have live music up there.
That's
where
great.
Was the where was the last where was the bands in the like the main lobby area?
Oh,
here
they were upstairs
center?
Last time as well.
Upstairs last time.
Okay.
Cool.
So I was wondering. Packed. So
nice.
So I feel like
I saw a lot of the photos from
I saw the photos too. And I was like, what the hell kind of crazy?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, like,
I was like, it's been so long since y'all done something here that I was kind of like,
sure.
Yeah.
And it was
had a new owner, and I was like, this makes sense. Cause I was like, it seems like I remember the original shows, but that was like, I mean, that was a lifetime ago, you know?
And so these are a lot of things that I wanted to do, and these are the type of growth
that I want.
Yeah. So now, like, we cut the middleman out, right? Yeah. And now we're just doing this now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if it makes sense and it sounds great and it's good business, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I mean, the worst part is you got to crack some eggs. Like, maybe, you know, if it works, doesn't, but then you got to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
It's also a learning process for me, and that's where the true value is at, right?
So
I don't care if I make money off of it. You know, those bands, they came, you know, they didn't charge me, and I didn't charge them. So it was just a mutual agreement.
Having a good time,
And at the end of the day, like, we had a cool story to say, you know?
Yeah, and I could tell it meant a lot to them, like, you know, in their posts, they were like, we got our name on the billboards. It was like a dream. A
lot of
dream.
Clicks, too. It was a whole bunch of social media. Like, everywhere on Instagram, I saw the stories, and I was like, this happened.
And I feel like that's, like, you know, the same thing that I saw with, like, Rio Mart, and, like, they got some coverage in the news, and, like, the story with that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we just wanted to have like a family friendly place because like
but that dude
can't drink there.
The story was real. The story was just like, hey, I don't know much about Austin, but these guys are playing music in this gas station. They have it. They were not even a gas station, like a corner store, you know.
Yeah.
And it was great. It's like
I know, and like playing music at Blazer Tag, and that's awesome too.
Yeah.
Oh
like,
yeah,
you know?
We
it's
love
fun
it.
Fun story.
we because
then
it's
like you can have a show, and then people could be playing Blazer Tag outside, like in between sets or something.
Oh
like
yeah. I mean, we have arcades too. And the cool thing was is that it's family friendly shows, right? So again, that demand I was talking about earlier, right? Everybody goes because it's something for everybody to do, and so we have families here enjoying music, playing arcades, laser tag, everything.
Exactly,
he's doing it all,
so it works.
You guys have food here too, like pizza and stuff.
So the thing is we normally just have like a strict like menu, just pizza. Whatever, the basic stuff. But now, like, we have fajita tacos.
Oh.
We have cheese sticks.
Opened it up for too.
Yeah. Hamburgers. Everything.
That's what you got to do, though, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Some good bar foods, you know, loaded fries and all that stuff. So, yeah, we expanded tremendously.
I guess my question now is, where do you see yourself in, like, the next year or two?
Man, so hopefully in the next year or two, I would have somebody in my place to kind of oversee operations here, so that way I can focus on other sites that I would like to build.
Oh, you want other Blazer Tags?
Yeah,
that would be awesome. To be honest, like, ever since I was a kid, I've always thought that like y'all's particular style of Blazer Tag is very unique. Something that like you know makes is the reason why y'all have been open for so long, but also like you know. If, like, the reason why other people's Blazer Tags are, like, there and, like, people have them, but they're not so popular that there's not standalone Blazer Tag places.
Yeah.
Like, y'all have had this standalone Blazer Tag place open for a really long
time. I mean, obviously, it's also a little difficult because of the prices of Austin real estate and the reality of finding a spot in this town is always
definitely
be difficult.
And
yeah.
The one thing that sets us apart from everybody else is that we actually truly care about our guests.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I have like a negative review or something, like I'll reach out to those guests and then I call them, hey, this is JoMichael, you know, owner of Blazer Tag. And, you know, they're just shocked that the owner's calling them. Well, it's because they really care like about their, you know, input, their feedback, anything I can do to kind of better my establishment for them, then I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
great.
I just love what our guests have.
Yeah. It's just, I hope, I think this is great. I'm glad that you're pushing things forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that Blazer Tag stepping into the 2000s, whatever. Yeah. I don't even know because this town is so crazy. It's like insane.
Yeah. And then, you know, I want to open up other sites, but not too fast, too many quickly. Cause so the one thing that I used to love going to way back in the day was Pluckers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But now they have like so many locations everywhere, and I feel like their service kind of got
it was like downtown,
a little bit lost in the sauce, you know?
And north, it was just like a couple, and it was great.
Then it became like an explosion. I mean, I would say honestly, same thing about Pinballs, because like I know I've worked for Pinballs too at that north location for like. I worked for them for like 3 days because like I like Pinballs. I used to go to the North one. I remember the first time I skipped school was I skipped school to go to Pinballs, the one on Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean, not Anderson, on 183. Yeah. So like, you know, the one with actual pinball machines.
Yeah.
Like, so I thought it'd be cool to work at that one up north over by the Southwest theaters at one point.
Yeah.
And it was just so, like, I don't know. Like, it felt like the soul of like going to an arcade place that has pizza and games and stuff was just not there.
Yeah.
Because they were like, just stand at this machine for like a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what do I do when people come up? They're like, just tell them to sit down. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
I was like, dude, there's no pitch.
Hey,
like,
funny story. Like 15 years ago, I was interviewing for the GM job at the Pinballs in Buda.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought my interview went very well,
uh-huh.
but I never got the call back.
Damn.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I know the reason why I didn't get the call back is because I had no experience in the bar.
Oh.
We never sold alcohol here.
Yeah.
And so.
But they started out with no alcohol, too.
Yeah.
Originally, it was all BYOB, you know.
But at that time, I still had like 12, 13 years experience
here
in an arcade, how to run this. And
which is what their core is.
Yeah.
They're
so
like bar experience.
I mean, it sounds stupid, but like half the job is just communicating with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you don't know how to communicate with people, then you're just going to. And that's what happened to Pinballs. Like they opened up too many spots, and now it's just like. Nobody does the kids working there. They don't care.
Well, I'm glad I didn't get the job, so we wouldn't be here. So
exactly.
You missed out, Pinballs.
For sure, man. Yeah, I know. I'm glad you're running this spot. It seems like it's going to, like, blow up here soon.
Yeah. We love it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can get some of the go-karts. It sounds fantastic. You know what I mean? I guess my last question is, since you've been here a long time, what's the homeless problem like in this neighborhood?
Man, so. I mean, we get our fair share.
I'm on the east side. We have a shit ton of a problem. Yeah.
We have a lot. And, you know, we
always. I try to be cool, but you also got to be like, hey, man, you got to get the fuck out.
Yeah. And so, like, I tell them, like, hey, we're about to open. Yeah. You know, I can't have you sitting here. You know, I apologize. I'm like, do you want some water or something? You know?
Yeah. But you got to move on. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're pretty cool about it. But every now and then we'll get our irate ones.
Yes, 9 times out of 10 is cool, but that one is always a little bit.
So one time we had a homeless person throw a rock in our door, like shattered it, right?
Oh,
got it
shit.
On camera, cops, whatever, they came, and I even showed them the footage, and I'm like, the guy's still over there.
They didn't arrest him.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And nothing happened. We call the cops. We basically call the cops for fun now. It's not even because they're going to do anything.
Yeah, man. So I was
well,
pretty.
Well, it's like, yeah, you call the cops and they're like, oh, we know it's going to be a homeless call. So let's just not go.
Yeah, man. So
let's take 45 minutes to get there.
So I feel like we weren't protected because the guy was still in the parking lot. And I'm like, man, we're open now. I got kids here.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
How am I know he's not going to come in and throw another rock? And they're like, well, if he does, just call us again. I'm like, all right.
Like now, you don't want to go out there and like. I don't know. It's just fucking annoying. It's like
kind of hard to regulate too without like some kind of like I don't know if they have like a lot security out there, but like I feel like a lot of these lots on like Ben White are like kind of I don't know they're open. It is kind of like a court like over by Manchaca where the bus stops are.
Yeah,
all the way over to like South Congress is kind of like a walkway. They like walk around the highway. But, like, yeah, man, hopefully it's not too bad.
Well, every, like, 2 weeks, they're always doing a cleanup underneath the
bridge. Oh, yeah, they're always doing it, but then the next day, they're all back, like, it's nothing.
They just move all their stuff to the other side.
Yeah.
And then once they do the cleanup, and they're all gone, then they just move their stuff back.
Goes yeah, exactly. Fine. I work on Cesar Chavez, like, right next to the highway.
Yeah.
And we're battling them constantly. And we're cool with, like, 3 or 4, too, because we fucking know them. Like they're like almost like family in some weird ass way, you know, after a while, after years.
Yeah.
But then there's some that are just been battling forever.
And my approach always is, they're human, right? I don't know their story, but, at the end of the day, I always try to show compassion right from the get-go.
For sure.
And just let them know, like, hey, guys, we're about to open,
Yeah, I'm cool with them, and if they're cool, but if they get crazy, they're like, hey, you got to get the fuck on.
Yeah, because at a certain point, it's like, obviously you probably have seen them for multiple times.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, you get that it's like, they kind of live around here, so, like, if you piss them off, they're just going to harass you a bunch.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if you treat them nice, then, they might harass
hopefully
you a bunch.
Hopefully they
just still.
Yeah.
At least they won't be mean about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, it's not just, like, South Hall. It's everywhere. It's North Hall.
Everywhere.
It's, like, I guess some dude's got, like, a drone. He does, like, a Instagram where he goes over, like, all the fields and shit.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
there's,
yeah.
like, hundreds of people out
yeah.
there. Like,
especially, I've seen some documentaries of, like, people following homeless people into their camps up north by the rail and stuff. They're so big, man. They're literally like 10,000 people camp.
Yeah.
Maybe not 1,000 person camps.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Just I remember massive. The first time I went to we went to the soccer match. We took the train.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is maybe a year. Yeah, you're just like this. All it is camps. Like the whole train ride up.
Yeah,
just like
it's really funny. It's like take the train to Q2. It's very nice. And then you're like, how many people live out here?
Yeah, they see you're like, this is a fucking wild ass trip, man.
God.
I've never even done this before. This is insane. Yeah,
wow.
That's how it went. Like I was like,
yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I was like, I think they had to do a cleanup of that area, and it's because so many people were bitching on the train.
They
yeah,
did, because they were like they were about to build the new Q2 station.
Yeah,
they built
yeah.
another station over there, so they did a little clear out.
Yeah, like it was like I said, I went last year on the train, and we were just like, it's a goddamn secret world.
Not taking the train next time.
Would you like to say anything? Drop your social medias. Tell the people.
Yeah. Just follow us, Blazershag, on all of our. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, and we have our Facebook page. Our Facebook page we're more active on.
Yeah.
We have like 15,000 followers on it, so we're trying to work our way up to get to 16K.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you give us a call, we answer the phones, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to
book
do it automated.
Party.
And then you can book a party online, blazershag.com. So there's multiple ways.
Hit them up, book a show.
Yeah, most definitely. And then we do have a show coming out this weekend. Y'all come out, bring the family.
Yeah,
it's
I'd love to see like a EDM late night show here with people playing Blazer Tag.
Man, we've had it all before, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It sounds
very
great.
Bassy.
It does sound great.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on, man.
Thanks for being on. Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Awesome.
Can we smoke in here?
Thank you.